Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
The World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Visitor Centre. Follow them online, search Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
And it's Terry and Craig today. Jason's disappeared into the wild blue yonder with his driving stuff. And we've come down to the Nuffield Health and Wellbeing Centre at the top of East Reach in Taunton because they have an open day today, so you can come along and you can do all sorts of things. And to find out what we can do, we've collared Jo, who's the manager down here. You will all know Jo. She's a good friend of Tone FM. So, hi Jo, how's it going so far?
Yeah, really good.
It's a bit busy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
a
good today.
Right. Tell us all about what's happening today.
Okay, so it's a spring intervention event, which is a national event for the whole country. So every Nuffield is taking part today. We've got a number of things going on. So we're giving away mini health MOTs. You can literally walk in and do a mini health MOT with one of our fitness trainers. We've also got an open day, so you can come in and use the facilities for free. We have family swim, 1 till 4. So if you want to bring the kids in, that's an option as well. We've got gym floor challenges. So for example, we've got a watt bike. And the longest distance in 5 minutes can win a 3 month membership. We've also got giveaways on personal training. You can get 4 sessions for the price of 3. And our biggest offer that we've had is on the membership at the moment, where you have on a 12-month membership, you pay nothing until June. So that's no activation fee, nothing for April, and nothing for May.
That's brilliant. That's enormous.
Yeah, it is enormous. So if you want to take advantage of that, we're here until 5 o'clock today in terms of membership.
Okay. Now, we have been tasked by the Double D to have our sort of fitness tested, or we're going to have health checked.
Yeah, you're
going to do a mini. So if it's okay, but later on, we're going to have our health checked, and I think Darren has it in mind that we will be telling people on Monday. You can see there's not much difference between Craig and I.
Not at all.
Not at all. She's like about 400 stone or something like that. Now, also, I understand we've got quite a high up gentleman from the Les Mills stable in here today.
Yeah, so I'm told that he's a bit like Les Mills royal.
Right.
We've got Ben Grant, who's in and he's doing 4 Les Mills classes back to back today. Body pump, body step, body vibe, and then body balance. At the
right.
End. So by the time he comes out, him and the member are going to be absolutely shattered.
Good. Well, we'll try and catch up with him and people that are doing that later on. Right, so just to say, open day, everybody come down and the actual big offer you say is on until 5.
Yeah.
Is the open day finished at 5 or can people still come down?
We
after
open that? Until 8 p.m. today, so yeah. They're welcome to come and use facilities up until about 7:30.
Right, that's brilliant. Jo, thanks ever so much. Jo is the, I think you're general manager here, I suppose, are you?
I am managing at the moment.
We better switch off and find out what that's all about then. Jo, thanks ever so much. World Tour of Taunton with Terry and Craig. We are at the Nuffield Health and Wellbeing Centre for their open day. And I'm already feeling a little stressed and a little tired. What about you?
I'm feeling all right.
Well, you just got here.
I feel like awake and alive and motivated and enthusiastic.
I'm actually looking forward to this because this is a great place and there's a lot of buzz and vibe going on. So, brilliant. Stay with us all the way through until 2. Lots more to come.
The World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for details of events taking place in and around the town.
And we've decided that we're going to be a bit strenuous today. So yep. We're at the Taunton and Nuffield Health and Fitness and Wellbeing. I never get it all together, but get all those words together and that's where you are. Top of East Reach on the left-hand side. We're watching what's going on today because they got an open day. So do come on down because you've got an opportunity to speak to the guys. You've got an opportunity to do lots of things. Now, this is something that I know that they've been doing, but I wasn't really up to it. So I'm going to talk to Robbie. Hi, Robbie. How you
Hi,
doing?
How are you?
Now, what this is protein drinks and protein bars, which obviously is to help with the whole aspect of losing weight or whatever it is you want to do
absolutely.
As far as your fitness concern. Tell us a little bit about what we got here then, Rob.
So we've got 3 different protein sort of flapjacks. So we've got oats and protein combined in one bar.
Right.
So obviously high in protein, high in carbohydrate. So you get your carbohydrate and your energy from the oats.
Yeah, yeah.
And then obviously your protein from the protein powder within the flapjack.
Yeah.
can sort of timing wise, you can have them before or after. So obviously before you need your energy, so you're getting your oats, and then your protein and your muscle recovery is going to start happening as you start training.
Right.
Or you can replenish your glucose, which is your sugar levels, after your training with the oats,
yeah.
And then also you get your protein in post training when okay. the muscle's broken down.
Right. And also we've got some drinks here. What's all
yeah.
what's
so
about?
We've got
getting protein drinks. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got a lean protein shake, strawberry flavour, and then we've got XL protein, which is it's got carbohydrates in it as well, so it's got 50 grams of protein and 50 grams right. of carbohydrates, whereas the lean protein is just low sugar and just the protein shake in itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, timing wise, before, after, some people like to have it during, so it starts that recovery mid-training,
right.
and then they obviously get their sugars and their carbohydrates through their training
So it must be quite important to do this, because obviously you need the energy and you need that to actually do your workout.
Yeah, absolutely.
But also you need some recovery, and if this
yeah.
assists both,
yeah, exactly.
it sounds like that.
So, yeah, definitely.
Right, well, I got a sneaking suspicion it's tasty time.
Tasting time, yeah, definitely.
Craig? So
yeah.
we have chocolate.
So we've got chocolate protein shake
yeah.
and a strawberry
we've got,
protein
so
shake.
So of the eaters, because we do eat ourselves around, don't we?
Yeah.
This is like, Jason's missing out.
He is.
On an eating thing. So we got raspberry, we got peanut butter, and we got chocolate, right?
Yeah.
So you can...
Just a quick question, Robbie. I mean, if I take and drink a whole protein shake after a workout,
yep.
does that mean I have to go home and cook dinner? I mean, is it my meal replacement, or would you still say you still need to have a proper meal?
Personally, try and get as much nutrients from food as you possibly can, but the good things with shakes is that you can get them in the system very, very quickly. So straight after a workout is an ideal time to take it. Give it sort of an hour and a half, and then I'd be having another meal on top of that. Or, for example, if you're busy throughout the day, if you're bombing around from place to place, can carry it really easy, and again it's quick into the system and it's quick surplus of protein. Trying to have a good amount of protein every sort of 2 to 3 hours. It's not too much. If you go too much with it, your body can only take in so much at a time, so between 20 and 30 grams of protein at any one time.
Okay.
You're about properly.
That's interesting.
I mean,
so any excess protein, your body will turn it into a fat?
Yeah.
So, and that's what
just,
you don't want.
I must eat a lot of protein then, because it's turned a lot of my stuff into fat.
Some people will take it on better and will make better use of it, but generally that's the rule. And obviously that can start to affect, if you have a real high protein diet, it's just, yeah, it's a lot of food to eat at the same time as
yeah,
well,
yeah.
because
yeah.
you say one chicken breast isn't going to have 40 or 50 grams of protein in it, it's only going to have, say, 10 to 12. So to get 22 grams of protein, having 2 to 3 chicken breasts at any one time is quite a lot.
Okay. So what do we reckon? What do we reckon about the? You've done the strawberry, haven't you? What
yeah.
do you think about that?
Really nice, thick, tasty, really nice. Because sometimes they can be a little bit too.
Bitty.
They can be.
Yeah, the texture's not always great.
And some people
shakes.
Mix in other kind of like fruit juices just to kind
yeah,
of like
yeah,
you know
absolutely.
I've seen people.
Well, I've just done the chocolate. That's really nice. That. And I'm not a great chocolate. I love chocolate, as in Kit Kat.
These ones here are more like,
but,
they are more like milkshakes.
But not chocolate that's sort of, well, that's really, really nice. Right, now I've had the chocolate one, which is really nice. So you're gonna have to go for raspberry or peanut butter. Which one
are
you
going to go for? I'll go for the raspberry, because I'm not a huge fan of
peanut
butter.
No, neither am I.
So
the peanut butter is going to stay there, I think.
Yeah.
Go on then. This makes fantastic radio, doesn't it? Watch, I can see you chomping on a bit of protein that nobody else
yep.
can.
No, that's good. I could eat that
I've
after a workout
really
before. So this
really
one
good.
Here, this one, so the flapjacks, during or after workout?
Both, we said, didn't we? Say?
Yeah,
see, we're learning, we're
both.
Learning.
Bit of both. I mean, it's down to the person. I probably wouldn't have one before. I'd have something really high in carbs, so maybe a flapjack without any protein in it, or some rice, some pasta,
okay.
some potato,
okay.
and then we'll have something.
Robbie, thanks ever so much, mate. We'll
no
try
worries,
and catch up
you
with you. Maybe catch up with you a little bit later on, because we want to do some stuff up in the gym. So
awesome.
We want to grab out of one of the trainers, and I do notice you're one of them. So knowing Jo, she won't do it. She'll probably fire it at you. I can see her running away as we speak.
We'll get Josie
in
some...
she'll know. We'll be talking to her. We'll get her. Don't you worry about that. We always do. Taunton's 107.8 10 FM. This is the World Tour of Taunton with Terry and Craig. And we are at Nuffield Health and Fitness and Wellbeing and Protein and everything else today. Top of East Reach on the left-hand side. Open door today. They are brilliant. Come in, have a look, find out what they can do, and sign yourself up.
And just to come, we have our health MOTs.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
we'll
for that.
It's been decided. Craig and I will have a health MOT, and what we'll do is we'll let everybody know the results of that on the breakfast show with Darren and I on Monday morning. So looking forward to it immensely.
Taunton's 107.8 10 FM is the World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around the county town.
Terry and Craig, we're at the Nuffield Health, Fitness and Wellbeing. Somebody I know just gone by. Hi! We're here. It's an open day today. Now, you can come on down. There's lots of things going on. As you can hear some noise in the background. But also, there's a fantastic offer. You can get 12 months membership and you don't pay anything until June. Now, we have a gentleman of Les Mills royalty here today, Mr. Ben Grant, who's one of the international trainers, and he's doing some stuff. And we caught up with some ladies outside of one of the courses. Here we go, we've been speaking to her already, so she's all right. What's your name?
Nikki Fudder.
Hi, and what are you waiting to go in to do then? And what does that do? What do you have to do for that?
Do half an hour cardio first, and then there's another half an hour resistance band, so it's right. Body conditioning.
Yeah, yeah. And is that half an hour at spot? You don't get a rest or anything, you have to do
no,
that?
No, I don't get a rest.
Really?
No.
And how long have you been doing this?
Nearly a year.
And enjoying it?
Yeah, lost two stones.
Is it a bit of does it become obsessional? Do you have to do it?
A little bit, yeah.
Because yeah. Most people we've been speaking to today have said, you know, I couldn't. This
no,
is
I've
really
never been into the gym, but yeah. You feel fantastic, so then you notice if you stop, your stress levels go back up. So, yeah.
Say no more. Let's run along the line. Good morning. just very quickly, what's your name? And what about you? Do you get obsessed with it?
I did the first session for body by training.
Right.
Yoga. Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Hi. What's your name, please? Right, and what do you think? Is this your first or have you done it before?
It's my first for this particular class.
Right.
I've been a member since November last year.
Right.
So doing classes.
And is it something, I mean, obsession is probably not the right word, but it's something you get really into, you've got to keep doing it.
I've got young children, and I'm really flexible to do different things at different times, and I need that.
Yeah.
So
do you do the other bit, the pump, and do the whole lot?
Yeah, I do running with the running club on a Tuesday, so it's pretty cross training.
Oh, well, another runner, Craig.
Fantastic.
Craig's a runner.
I'm a member of Troll Troggers.
Oh, well done.
So, yeah, we normally see the Tuesday runners up near Round Troll, actually, so I probably spotted you quite a few times.
Hi, guys, how are we doing?
Good, please.
Have you done this before?
I haven't, no.
So, have you done it before? And what do you think of it?
It's very good.
We're talking in there about touching toes. Craig wants to learn how to touch his toes.
I can't. As a runner, I don't really focus too much on my stretching, which has been really, really bad. Absolutely. So now I can only bend to about there.
Whereas my problem is I can't see them. So I can't. And on the end, now I know this lady. I know this lady very well. Hello. How are you doing? Is this your first time, or have you done stuff before?
I'm a regular.
You're a regular?
Yeah.
To the Les Mills type?
Yes.
Ones.
Yeah. It's really good. It's an all-body workout, and I think you should try it.
I knew you were going to say that. How did I know she was going to? I knew she was going to say that. I have been invited to the possibility of trying it. I think I might just... I do my dad dancing, which is a sort of pretty good dancer and stuff.
Work out for everybody. All ages.
What we didn't realise with the Les Mills was, I didn't realise it'd been going since 1960 something, and this guy pioneered the whole idea of step aerobics. So do you find that, apart from other things that you do, does it do a complete workout? Does it sort of charge up every area of the body? Because you're doing different things different times, aren't you? You're doing steps and bands and all sorts of stuff. Right.
And it does work everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's good to mix it up with anything else.
How do you keep going for an hour? I've only been watching him for 5 minutes, and that's me gone.
Second,
you're second. Oh no, that's just. Oh, dear. And is that normal as well, or are you just doing it today?
No,
just doing it today. Guys, thanks ever so much. We hope you don't get too tired, but you're going to. I'm knackered just listening, mate.
I just think the whole benefit of this class is that, as you're right, I think it's a high burning, calorific type of workout. So it's really good for the whole body.
Yeah, perhaps I should. My self-like figure. Taunton's 107.8 10 FM. This is the World Tour of Taunton with Terry and Craig. We're on until 2 o'clock. Do you stay with us? come on down to the Nuffield Fitness Health and Wellbeing Centre at the top of East Reach, where you can get a fantastic offer of 12 months membership and only pay at the start of June. So that's really, really good. Lots of things to do. So do stay with us. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM is the World Tour of Taunton with Terry and Craig, and it's supported by the award-winning Visitor Centre. Follow them online, search Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
Right, we are at the Nuffield Health, Fitness and Wellbeing Centre. I think I got that one absolutely right this time. At the top of East Reach in Taunton, and it is their open day. Come on down, they're open until 5 o'clock, and the fantastic offer is, there's loads of offers, but this one is 12 months membership, don't pay anything until June.
I think that's amazing.
I think that's pretty good. Right, now, we have got carte blanche to run around as we are, and we've managed to get ourselves to the main gym area, and we've caught up one of the personal trainers, Robbie, who is our guide around today.
Hi.
Robbie's doing all sorts of stuff with us today. Hi again, Robbie. Doing all right?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Yeah, very well. So, we are now in the main gym.
Yep.
Now, I actually do come in, so I know a little bit about this, but let's assume people don't. We have an array of different machines here. Talk us through some of the machines that we've got here.
So we've got, first of all, behind you, we've got our functional area. So we've got a load of different kettlebells, we've got some medicine balls, we've got boxes for jumps. We've got a tyre over in the corner there for tyre flips, farmer's walks. Couple of boxing bags, some gloves, some battle ropes.
Oh,
all sorts.
I tell you what, that might be quite good for us on a stressful day, Craig. Come in here and smack doodahs out of a boxing thing.
You can think of Mr. Double D.
Area's good for sort of making up your own stuff, really. Creative exercise.
Okay.
Following on from that, we've got our cardio area. So we've got two rows of treadmills. We've got a load of cross trainers. We've got steppers. We've got encumbered bikes. Down the far end, we've got rowing machines. We've also got some watt bikes here as well. We've got four watt bikes, which are
awesome. Yeah, we saw one of those. We're going to see if Craig might ever go on one of them with the old challenge. And
definitely.
We'll see how that one goes.
And then down at the bottom end there, we've got our free weights and resistance machines area as well.
Okay.
And then a stretching sort of.
So looking at the difference between the machines, obviously you've got the running machines, as we know, which you can walk on. I walk on when I do mine.
Yeah.
The one that always fascinates me is the stepper, which is that, because I've tried that one and I can't. What's the purpose behind? What is that doing that maybe other machines are not doing?
The stepper is kind of like similar to a Stairmaster. A Stairmaster is literally the stairs that roll.
So you're climbing stairs. Climbing stairs.
So again, with the stepper, you're essentially climbing steps.
Right.
And that's how it tracks how many steps and how many floors you can climb.
Yeah.
And then obviously the ones we're looking at, so the cross trainers, they're probably our most popular cardio equipment because it's a combination of you getting the upper body involved and your lower body involved at the same time, as well as the rowers, which do both.
Now the machines at the end, they're all the weight stuff, so that's the leg lift, leg curls, arm pulls, all of those sort of stuff.
So
if I was coming in as an extremely, I'm not unfit, I have to say, but I'm a big bloke.
Yeah.
I'm not as fit as I should do. I can come in and you will, and I say to you, right, I want to lose 4 stone, please, Rob.
Yep.
And you'll say, right, I'll tailor you.
Yeah. So we'll sit down we can do sort of a training program with the health committee every 3 months.
Yeah.
So we'll sit down, we'll discuss the goals, and then we'll go through the gym and we'll put your workout plan together that's tailored towards your goals. So mixture of cardiovascular, obviously, your weight loss, strength. Some strength training, some muscular endurance training, combined with some circuit-based stuff over here, and some a bit more fun stuff. So,
then
your boxing bag, your slam balls, and stuff like that are going to get your heart rate right up, but at the same time, you're a bit fun.
So, I think I know the answer to this, but I'm going to do it anyway. How important is stretching when you start and when you finish?
Stretching definitely before. And mobilizing, so more dynamic stretching, mobilizing the joints, mobilizing the muscle to be able to perform the exercise that you're going to then do.
Yeah.
And then obviously for recovery purposes, the static stretching then after is really good. Also flexibility wise, a lot of people come in, they can't touch their toes and things like that.
Yeah.
You should be able to touch your toes, it's real important. So spending sort of 10 minutes before, 10 to 15 minutes mobilizing the muscle, mobilizing the joints, and then another 15 minutes after stretching those muscle out. Again, it's going to help with that recovery, and it's going to sort of reduce the pain the next day a little bit, those delayed, muscle soreness the next day. It's going to help with that as well.
Absolutely.
And also the muscle performance, in a sense, overall.
Okay. Well, brilliant.
I was just going to say, I'm a keen runner, and occasionally I do kind of think, oh, I haven't run too hard today, so I'm not going to stretch out. And I am the type of person that I can't touch my toes. So, and I haven't been able to for years. So can I, with good stretching, will I be able to ever touch my toes again?
Yeah,
basically?
Absolutely.
I'd say probably 6 to 8 weeks of stretching.
And you'll be able to touch your toes in literally no time.
I can't
even see mine. if I'm being brutally honest, I don't do enough stretching myself. But I do know the importance of it. But again, I think for people, they want to come in, they want to train, they don't want to spend 15 minutes stretching.
Yeah.
But it's something you can do sat at home in the evening before you go to bed. It's that thing. You don't need any equipment for it. So.
Rob. Brilliant, Rob. Thanks ever so much.
No worries, thank you.
We're getting a little bit warm watching everybody doing it here, and it's very, very busy. Come on down. It is the open day. There's lots and lots of things for you to try out, and I can tell you what, there's a studio behind us where the Les Mills people are doing it, and that is a bit strenuous, to say the least. Do you not think?
I do. Absolutely agree. I think when you've got a personal trainer like Ben that travels the world, that has come here today,
yeah.
I mean, people have got an opportunity to show them how successful the classes are here at Loughfield, and I think he's thoroughly impressive.
Well, we'll try and grab some coming out of there in a minute if they can still talk to us. Do come on down to the Loughfield. This is the World Tour of Taunton with Terry and Craig, and this is Taunton's 107.8 turnover.
The World Tour of Taunton, supported by the winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around the county town.
Right, Taunton's 107.8. We are today at the Nuffield Health and Wellbeing Centre at the top of East Reach because they've got an open day. And now I'm with a very fit gentleman, which is not me at all, by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, thanks very much.
I'm with Ben, who is from the Les Mills, and we'll talk about a little bit more about that. Hi, Ben, how's it going?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Yeah. Very well, yeah, just in a workout, so I'm very sweaty.
Yeah, we watched.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Les Mills, because is it a way of doing something, or was it a pioneering complete programme? How does it set itself up?
So Les Mills has been around for years. It was originated in 1968, and it was just one person doing his own little thing in his own little room, and he decided to add a few people to it, and then it just started growing and growing and growing. So it's just something that started off really small, and now it's this global thing.
And it is global, isn't it? So
it's all over, and it's over in hundreds of countries around the world. So.
Right, and are there particular elements, because what we've just seen is pump, I think.
That was body pump.
There you are,
I'm getting it.
So the next crew we're setting up now, what are they going to do?
So this is the next class, is called body step.
Right.
So Les Mills has a variety of different classes to suit everybody.
Right.
So the whole idea is getting everybody around the whole world into something group exercise-wise, and there's lots of different classes. There's strength-based classes, sports-based classes, martial art-based classes, yoga, and
so would this be what we would perhaps call step aerobics? Is that what we're
Modified step aerobics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, looking, I mean, okay, these guys look supremely fit. I am supremely unfit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could I do something like this, or would I have to do some sort of moderate training, about five stone before I even came anywhere near you?
No way. So the way that Les Mills classes are designed, they're designed from anyone that's from a beginner to someone that's an athlete. So the instructor themselves are trained specially to deliver different options around the class.
Right.
So anybody, no matter what age, range, weight, doesn't matter.
Right, okay. Now, also what Les Mills do, as I understand it, you train trainers.
I sure do, yeah.
So there
yeah.
are guys here, and or self-employed trainers,
yes.
who will be trained to carry on the franchise.
Yeah, yeah. So we hold what we call modules, fitness modules, two-day modules
right.
for anybody in particular that holds a recognised level 2 fitness qualification to come onto the course to then be qualified to go out and deliver fitness classes.
Brilliant, brilliant. Right, well, they're all lining themselves up, and I know you've got a tough schedule back-to-back. What we're going to hopefully do in a minute is
take
a little bit of recording. I don't know about take part, but we might. We'll see how we go.
Okay,
Ben, thanks ever so much. That's Ben, who is our Les Mills trainer today. They're just about to go into another class, and we may or may not join in. I think not might be the question.
I think you should give it a go.
Thank you.
You should give it a
go. If Darren was here, he really would.
And once you've tasted it, you never know, you won't love it.
Yeah, I might. Taunton's 107.8 10FM, World Tour of Taunton between 12 and 2. Do stay with us all the way through. I think it's going to be a bit of an exciting, possibly strenuous one today.
Stressing workout.
Stressing workout. Stay with us.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM is the World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for details of events taking place in and around the county town.
Brilliant. Terry and Craig today, Jason's elsewhere, and we are at the Nuffield Fitness Health and Wellbeing Centre at the top of East Reach, and I have an open day today, and there's lots of things going on. A short while ago, you would have seen us in the studio where Ben from Les Mills is putting guys through their paces. Well, we've got some of those guys, and they aren't actually able to talk and stand up, so we'll run around. What's your name, please?
Sharon Breckin.
So how was that for you?
Really hard work.
Is it? Yeah. So do you do this normally?
Yes.
So how often do you train with them?
Well, I do this class once a week, but I come about three times a week.
Right, and is this slightly more intense than normal?
Yeah, I mean, it is really hard work normally, but I think we all
put it that way. I know, we saw that. So, moving on, your name, please?
Hi, I'm Kate.
Hi, and what did you think, okay?
Yeah, it was a lot harder.
And again, are you a regular?
Yeah, I come every week, and I spend three or four times a week here, but that was, very hard.
Oh, it was different, was it?
Yeah.
So which part of it, because I know you've been in for... Got to get this right, Mike. The pump and the step.
Yeah.
Which is your? Did you have a favourite? If a favourite you can have.
Normally during the week, mix it up a bit and do a little bit of everything. So okay. One night you might do step, and one night you might do pump.
Right. And is it a bit of an obsession, or is it? Does it get a bit obsessional?
No, it just makes you feel good afterwards.
Well, that's what it's all about. Moving on, your name, please.
Anna.
Hi. What's it like for you then today? Right?
Yeah, really hard work.
Are you another regular?
Yeah, I am. I usually just do an hour's class, but we thought we'd try a double session today, right. So two classes. So I found it extra hard.
It's just, yeah. I just 2 hours of that, and you can still speak. I'd be on a gurney, there'd be no doubt about that. And do you find that? I mean, I think what everybody is saying is when you finish doing it, although you might be green crabbed, you feel really good because it's sort of an experience.
Yeah, you feel like you can go and have a nice dinner and not feel so guilty about it afterwards.
Oh, no, we never thought of that, our Craig,
no,
did we?
No, we haven't.
Because we eat our way normally, so that we can have that and not be feel guilty.
Been, you know, we've been eating all the protein bars downstairs.
Yeah, we have you tried the protein bar? You've tried the protein bar downstairs. Right, what are the lady here?
Hi, Rose.
Hi. And good for you?
Yeah, really good.
Are you are you another person that does this all the time?
Yeah, two, three times a week.
Right.
Try to, yeah.
Okay. So guys, are you doing it? I'm going to get in deep trouble here. I was going to say we're doing it for weight. You guys don't need it, clearly, not like me.
Very careful.
Is it sort of weight, or is it fitness, or is it just I want to do it and it's good fun?
They're both really.
It makes you feel good.
Yeah, because you lose fitness quickly, so it's good to just keep it up, and you notice it as soon as you stop doing it. So
yeah, that's another thing. It's so intense. I mean, watching it earlier on, it was, I mean, it's full on. Mm. So if you decided, I'm going on holiday for a couple of weeks, and you didn't do that, would it be difficult? So this is something that if you want to do it to that level, that you guys were doing it earlier on, you have to keep this going all the time. A bit like professional sport, really, then.
Obviously we're professional sport.
Slap number two. I got a worse slap than that one until I mentioned the weight. Guys, it's been a pleasure. Thanks ever so much for talking to us. And if everything is the way you guys are looking, then I think we ought to be doing. Well, you don't need to, but I think I do.
I just wanted to ask a quick question, if I can. Honest answers. You've had a personal trainer here that travels the world to teach this kind of class. Did you put in extra effort today because you wanted him to be really impressed with the Taunton class?
Yeah, but I think he was really enthusiastic and he made us want to work better, and he had different techniques and ideas, and we all just wanted to go along with him, really.
I think we wanted to make our teachers look good though, because Jackie and Mario, they do it really hard with them, so if we're working really, really hard when he comes to visit,
I suppose it's the concert things that you go and see a live band that's local, you might like it. You then go and see Coldplay and it humps the whole thing up, so you've got that with Ben.
Yeah.
Because how can he do it? He's doing this all the time. He doesn't break his
head.
Guys, thanks ever so much. We won't hold you up any longer because you need to go and warm down or whatever it is that you do. You're all sorted. Yeah. And we'll join you for a McDonald's in about 10 minutes. Guys, thanks ever so much.
Thank you.
It's brilliant stuff. That's guys coming out of Ben's Les Mills pump.
And they were all able to talk.
They were able to talk, which is ridiculous.
Just proves how fit they all are.
Absolutely. What's going on in there at the moment? They've taken away all the kit, and now we're just doing normal walking up and down it. Oh my goodness me. This is the World Tour of Taunton. We're here until 2 o'clock. We're at the Nuffield Fitness and Wellbeing Centre at the top of East Reach. And do come on down. This is open until 8 o'clock. But the big offer, which is full membership for 12 months, no pay till June, finishes at 5. Great offer. Come on down.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM is the World Tour of Taunton with Terry and Craig. And it's supported by the Taunton Visitor Centre. You can follow them online. Search. Visit Taunton on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter.
Brilliant stuff. Now, all day today, or we are at, say all day today, we are at, for the World Tour of Taunton, at the Nuffield Fitness, Wellbeing and whatever centre. I'll get it right one of these days, but you get all of them. It's the Nuffield Centre, which is the fitness centre top of East Reach on the left-hand side. They've got an open day today. You can come in. There's all sorts of things going on. There's Les Mills challenges, lots of ladies doing hours and hours of exercise. Now, before you exercise, it is important to make sure that you have a degree of fitness to do what you do. One of the things they do down here is they'll give you a little MOT. Now, if you're going to come in here and do some of these classes, it's quite a substantial MOT because they'll want to know that you can do what you want to do. But you can also have a mini health MOT. And Craig and I have just had our mini health MOTs. With, I might say, not unsurprisingly, probably slightly different results.
Yeah, they are different. Obviously, I'm 34, you're slightly older.
Like almost double.
My BMI is within the healthy range, so that's all looking really, really good. I mean, I do put in a bit of training. I train about 5 days a week, so I'm not too unhealthy.
And a runner as well, so you're a fit sort of guy. I mean, I have a problem with BMI, I have to be honest, because it's a fairly arbitrary, doesn't take into account frame size. I mean, looking at the pair of us, you know, if I slimmed down to probably your weight, well, that would be a left leg. My frame wouldn't let me do it. I've got a big frame. So, but anyway, that's not. Now, so everything of yours is within tolerance levels.
Yes, pretty much
right.
It is.
Well, actually, I've got some surprising results. Not the surprising one of the BMI. The BMI puts me dead. morbidly obese.
Now, you were saying about BMI and about your frame and everything else like that.
Yeah.
But also, I know I've got some friends that are quite big bodybuilders.
Yeah, yeah.
But they can't take a real BMI result either from that.
No.
Because
it's the frame, isn't it?
It is absolutely, yeah.
The good thing about it is they do a hip to waist ratio as well. And mine's 0.98, which is in the green, which I'm really impressed about. So I'm in the green when it comes to hip and waist ratio. You would be...
I'm also in the green.
You are definitely in the green. There's no doubt about that. And then blood pressure. Well, I have my blood pressure checked on a regular basis. And both of my systolic is just above the green. But my diastolic is in the green. So I'm very pleased about that. My blood pressure point
fantastic.
Of view as well.
So you're healthier than you thought.
I'm healthier than I thought.
Amazing.
I'm just extremely overweight, of course, which is what I've got to do. Right, now if you want to challenge yourself, and I say what I think about this, Craig, I think it's brilliant, is the fact that nobody's going to walk in here and just exercise. They're going to walk in here, they're going to say what they want, and these guys are going to make sure, physically, mentally, and medically, that you're going to be able to do what you want to do. They're not going to give you anything to do that your body or your medical needs won't let you do, which I think is brilliant.
I think it is fantastic. I mean, I just want to say the staff here have been absolutely fantastic, really, really friendly. I know some people that are thinking about joining a gym have a bit of a gym fear going on, that they're going to be stared at, looked at. But actually here, it's so fantastically friendly, so kind of informal, and you can just be yourself and do whatever you want to do. It's great.
Right, we are going to be out of here very shortly, but we're still here until 2 o'clock. This is the World Tour of Taunton with Terry and Craig, and this is 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM is the World Tour of Taunton, supported by the award-winning Taunton Visitor Centre. Call into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around the county town. Well,
it's been brilliant. We have been at the Nuffield Fitness Health and Wellbeing Centre at the top of East Reach on their open day, and by goodness, have we got through some stuff today. It's been brilliant.
The facilities here are top notch. It's absolutely incredible. And one of the best features about coming down today is the membership fees.
Yeah, yeah. If you come down today before 5 o'clock, and sign up. You can sign up 12 months and you don't pay until the end of June.
And that's incredible. For these facilities in the heart of the town, on people's doorsteps, they've got a car park here. Amazing.
It's brilliant. Now, what you can see if you come down is the world famous, in fact, internationally famous, Les Mills team are here doing your aerobics, and we've been watching them there. And if you catch our Facebook, earlier on we put Facebook Live and we put some Facebook videos up there, so you can watch that. That was absolutely brilliant. We've had little mini MOTs done, and I found out I wasn't as bad as I thought I was going to be. You've obviously got the swimming pool here. We've been round the gym, and we've been told all about the machines and everything. If you want to come down here, one of the fitness trainers will talk to you about what you want to do and put it all together for you and do a program for you. We'll have an MOT to make sure you can do what you do, and it's just a superb, superb place. We have to say thank you to Joe, who's the manager down here at the moment, to Sarah and to Christina and to Dan, and particularly to Robbie, who was showing us around, and to Jackie and Mario, the two Les Mills fitness trainers upstairs, and to Ben, who is the internationally renowned Les Mills trainer.
He's certainly got those ladies going, hasn't
he? I have to say, that has been a highlight for me. And don't take this the wrong way, listeners, but watching all the ladies and gentlemen, there were gentlemen there as well, doing that workout, it was, and they were so up for it, so excited about the whole thing. And when they came out, it was a sense of achievement. And I think that was brilliant. That was a highlight for me.
Well, my highlight, it is around the same area, but I love the fact that the ladies and gentlemen in those classes were working particularly hard for the trainer to let the trainer know that the existing trainers that normally run those classes do a fantastic job.
Yeah, because this guy sort of made them go a little bit hard, and they wanted to do it a little bit. Just brilliant. So if you are 18 years old, or if you're like me in your 60s, there's something for you down here. Come on down, sense of satisfaction. Right, it's about time we tutored off to somewhere where, because we haven't eaten much this morning. We've had a couple of their protein bars, and we had the breakfast, of course. But normally we'd have had a couple of pieces of cake if Jason was here by now.
Yeah, to be fair, you would have done.
So we're off and running. Please don't forget to join me tomorrow afternoon at 12 o'clock for I Love the 60s. I'll be back at 7 o'clock Monday morning with Darren for the breakfast show. And Craig, Jason and myself, one or other of us, or all of us, will be back for the World Tour of Taunton again next week. So do take care, have a brilliant, brilliant Saturday, and stay tuned for lots of music on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.